Timmins today asked all candidates questions ahead of the October 24 municipal election. Below are the responses from Ward 5, Timmins, candidate Ed Stesiewicz. Timmins' population is declining, with another drop reported in the most recent census. What can be done within the municipality's scope to attract and retain new residents? We all know mining and the manufacturing jobs that come with these sectors are a huge factor in the bright future of our city. Gold, silver, metals for electric batteries and a green economy. Mining exploration is happening here every day. We also need to let the world know about the agricultural opportunities and the hydroelectric power in our backyard. We have what the world wants. We need to let future residents know about everything we have at their fingertips, such as downhill and cross-country skiing, snowmobiling, hunting, fishing, ATVing and our extensive trail systems. We can still develop our waterfronts on Gillies Lake and Hersey, and make better use of land at the Mattagami River. Housing is a major factor in attracting people. We need affordable housing to attract younger families. We need to remove red tape for building housing. Building houses needs to be made easier. Building subdivisions needs to be made easier. The bottom line is more people can be translated to lower taxes. Communication and transparency have been identified as a concern by the public and by the chamber. What does municipal transparency mean to you? Communication and transparency are huge factors in my life and need to be at all levels of government. Municipally, we need to make sure that all rules that are laid out are being followed by the city in purchasing and tendering in all areas. Communication between council and all departments is vital. I will make myself available by providing my cell number, 705-363-7082. A great thing in municipal politics is there are no political colors. We can take political ideas from each end of the spectrum and use them as is or mold into our own. I also need to say here, I have our MPP's, Minister of Mines personal cell number and he will always have time for my concerns. Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus has also been there when I've needed him. Related. We're already in a crisis. Dock shortage top priority for Group C. Advance voting opens October 11th. Everyone is feeling the financial impacts of inflation and the cost of living is rising faster than most residents' salary increases. How can the municipality help residents, especially those with a low income or seniors, through this period? In regards to inflation and cost of living, I think that is a major part of the federal government, but as a municipality we can offer free transportation, or talk to grocery stores about free delivery. I know some grocery stores donate produce before the expiry date, we can look at something like that. What do you want voters to know about you? I am a Timmins boy born and raised a true northerner and very proud of spending my whole life here. I come from a small family of four. Mom and Dad came over in 1951 with my older sister from Europe. Dad spent 40 years in mining at the old McIntyre, Pamour mines. I spent a short time in the mining field, and have my social work diploma with honors from Northern College. One thing close to my heart is my extended family and friends, some of who go back to kindergarten. I believe the future of this city is truly bright. We need to work together as one to make this happen now. We are world leaders in mining and manufacturing. We are national leaders in the fight against the opioid crisis as cities across Canada use our DOCTIS strategy in the fight against this crisis. We have brilliant people here working every day to help in the homeless crisis. We can also be a leader there. I believe we can and will be a leader in inclusivity and in multiculturalism. Our local society is growing in leaps and bounds. Together, united as one, we can make this city a better place to live. The time is now, and I will work tirelessly towards that end. Read Stesiewicz's candidate profile here. The other Ward 5 candidates are Steve Black, Veronica Farrell, Andrew Marks, Caroline Martel, James McMahon, Kristen Murray, Corey Robin, Neil Sibyl, and Ed Stesiewicz. The municipal election is October 24th. Advance voting is being done online and runs October 11 to 24. In-person polls are open on election day.